This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Federal communications regulators on Friday proposed spending $1 billion to get wireless internet to 10 million more public school students by the academic year after next. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is covering this intersection of technology and education as part of a project we are calling Learning Curve. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, David.
So how many schools don't have the infrastructure that would allow the students easy access to the internet wirelessly?
You know, today around the country, only about 40% of K-12 schools have the wireless connections that would allow every kid to be on their own device. And it turns out that's actually a big deal. As more and more schools are thinking about adding technology to their curriculum, they want to be able to have every kid on a tablet or on a Chromebook.
So now, federal regulators, the FCC, want to do something about it. What are they going to do?
Well, since the 90s, there's been a program known as E-Rate. It's basically a government subsidy program to help schools and libraries get online. And we're talking a $2-plus billion program. But right now, it prioritizes schools getting wired instead of the connections actually inside the schools. If this regulation goes through, it would allow some of that E-Rate money to go to these Wi-Fi connections.
And this is part of a larger plan to get more classrooms online?
It is. The FCC has been reviewing the E-Rate program since last year. The White House actually announced a plan it calls Connect Ed, which wants to get 99% of kids connected to broadband and wireless networks by 2018.
And if my ship comes in and it's my personal goal to get every child K through 12 in a public school in this country online, what would I have to spend?
You'd need a big ship. You'd need a big ship. It's not going to be cheap. According to a recent study, around $3 billion over the next 4 years to get schools broadband and wireless connections.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill with the project Learning Curve here at Marketplace. Adrian, thank you.
You're welcome.